Isabel Celis was reported missing the morning of April 21st when police say her father, Sergio, woke up to find her bedroom empty. Tucson Police Department has been on the case since, and Chief Roberto Villaseñor says there is no end in sight. During the first couple of weeks following the six-year-old's disappearance, dozens of officers spent thousands of hours looking for her. Investigators interviewed hundreds of people, and TPD spent more than $250,000 on overtime. As time passes, daily updates on the case have stopped, but Villaseñor says that doesn't mean they're not still working on the case.
Right now, we're at a point where we are following up investigative paths that keep us quite busy.
Villaseñor initially called this a suspicious disappearance, but is now calling it an abduction.
We've said from the beginning that we have not closed our minds or investigative paths to anything. Yes, we have said that we think that this was an abduction of some kind. So obviously that infers that there are suspects that we are looking at or people of interest that we're looking at. Who they are and what we're doing with that, we're going to keep to ourselves.
Villaseñor has not released many details on the investigation lately and is not planning on discussing specifics on the progress made,
because they will be very important when we take this case to trial. You know, our hope is that we can get to a point where we take this case to a courtroom and we have a trial, and at that point some information will be released for the first time. But until that occurs, we have to keep that information close to our vest for the integrity of the investigation.
Days after Isabel was reported missing, the FBI sent out a team of behavioral analysts, but that team is now gone.
Although we do have some analysts from the FBI that continue to work with us.
Investigators collected samples of what appeared to be blood on the missing girl's bedroom floor and on other items. And Villaseñor says TPD is doing forensic tests on those.
And because you do one test, oftentimes in this type of case, you develop further information or you want further tests conducted that help either solidify or discount leads that you develop during the course of it.
During the first weeks of investigation, hundreds of leads poured in. But now that 6 weeks have gone by,
Obviously the volume has diminished greatly.
Villaseñor says typically the public's interest in these types of cases begins to wane after a few weeks.
They start off with a tremendous amount of interest. Everyone's talking about it. And then as life goes on, for the general public, the intensity lessens. For the family and those investigative personnel who are involved, it never lessens.
Last month, Child Protective Services asked the missing girl's father, Sergio, to stay away from his two other children, Isabel's older brothers. Details of why he was separated from his sons are unknown, but Villaseñor says Sergio's restrictions remain the same. Since the investigation began, Villaseñor says he has looked across the country at different missing children cases and how some of them were handled. He says he can't call the investigation successful until police find Isabel or find out what happened to her.
But I would consider this a well-run investigation so far.
So when would police stop looking for the missing girl?
Until we know. I don't think we ever stop looking. There will always be some part of this agency that will be involved in trying to find Isabel.
88 Crime has received $59,000 in private donations for their reward on the missing girl's case. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.